Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know which it may be for you when you watch this message. But as you can see, the title, it's called The Crowd. And God has literally been dealing with me about the cries that he's hearing. God is really, really, like, really, really wants to deal with the cry out. And what I've learned is, especially as a man, that we are crying on the inside, but not knowing how to cry on the outside. Like, you want to be free, you want to be saved, you want to be delivered, and you're crying for all of this, but we're not opening our mouth. Where the enemy has us to a place where our mouth is sealed shut, and you're crying on the inside. And the enemy is just tormenting you because you're crying and no one hears you. You're crying out and no one hears you. But I come to tell you that God hears you. God hears you. You're crying out to the wrong thing. You're crying out to the world. You're crying out to a friend. You're crying out to a spouse. But God says, cry out to me, because I'm the one that's going to be able to deliver you. He's the only one that's going to be able to deliver you. So you're crying out to the wrong thing, the wrong person, the wrong situation. You need to cry out to God. So when you're in this distressful place, and you're in this troubled place, you're in this pit, you're in this situation that seems unbearable, I come to tell you that there's a solution and there is an answer. And so I'm going to read these couple verses for you. In Revelations 21 and 4 and 5, it says, God will wipe every tear from their eyes. I don't know about y'all, but man, I cry. And now my cry has changed. So this is why God has called giving me a cry. Before, I used to cry because I was in a situation that I knew I didn't want to be in, but I cried so much because I didn't know how to get out. I didn't know how to find my way out. I didn't know how to walk this thing out. It just didn't seem possible for me. It just seems like I was in a hopeless place. So I'm crying on the inside, but I'm being bold on the outside. I'm being prideful on the outside. I'm being stiff neck on the outside. So it seems like there's no problems with me. There seems like none. But everybody around me can see that there's a problem but me. I'm crying, I'm screaming, I'm yelling on the inside, but God sees it. But I'm not crying out to God saying, God, just deliver me. God, help me. God, take this away. God, show me. God, strengthen me. God, give me the revelation. God, give me what I need, the substance that I need, the solution that I need for this cry out. It says, God will wipe every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Listen to me now. You could be in this cry for so long that it's driving you straight to death, because you're starting to see no way. You're starting to see no way. And so all of a sudden, now everything around you seems like it's dying. Like it's literally dying. I'm not telling you something somebody had to tell me or preach to me. I'm telling you something that I walked through. This cry out for men and for me is serious. We talk about depression. We talk about suicide. We talk about, this cry. If this cry is never heard, it's like a ticking time bomb. It's like high blood pressure. You don't even see it until it happens. But we suffer, and I'm really talking to men, because I need you to get past this stigma of men don't cry. You better get past that, or you'll be walking in death. You'll be walking in destruction. You'll be walking in trouble. If you're walking in any of that already, you need to think about the cry out. Help. Crying out for help. But we're talking about the one who can help you. The one who can deliver you. It says God will wipe every tear from their eyes, and death shall no more, neither shall there be anguish, sorrow, mourning, nor grief, nor pain anymore, for the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away. Come on, man. Listen, in your cry out, in the cry out, you get past. Listen. We talking about death. We talking about anguish. We talking about sorrow, mourning, grief, pain. I'm going to read them again. Death, anguish, sorrow, mourning, grief, and pain. Boy, that covers everything. If you sitting there right now and you dealing with any of that, God says right here, it says, nor pain anymore, for the old condition. Ooh, I want to run. I'm running right now, y'all. I'm running. Listen to me. The old stuff, when y'all looking at me now, that's God to wipe my tears. Listen to me. I cry now because I don't want men, I don't want families, I don't want any of them to be in a place where they dealing with death, they dealing with anguish, they dealing with sorrow, they dealing with grief, they dealing with pain. I don't want any of that. So God put a different cry in me. Now I'm no longer crying for myself. But I'm crying for the people that don't know how to cry. That don't even think about crying. But when they see me, when they know my old, but they see me in my new condition. Come on, y'all. I'm talking about new condition. New condition. Man, let me tell you something. Don't sit there in this pain. Don't sit there in this sorrow. Don't sit here in this anguish. Don't sit here in this pain. Don't sit here in this death. Don't sit in it. And I don't care who told you that you can't be saved. I don't care who told you that you can't be new. Because it says right here, for the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away. They gone. Those old conditions, the drugs, the alcohol, the perversion, the anguish, the sorrow, the pain, the frustration, all disappointment, all of this stuff. You can put your label to it. God says, all of this stuff is passing away. Y'all listen to me, man. This is the time and this is the moment for the cry out. Stop holding this stuff in and cry out to the one that can help you. Cry out to the one that will make all your old conditions. Listen to me. It says all old conditions and former order of things. Let me tell you something. See, the enemy has set up systems in your life that will try to take you out of this game. He has set up systems. That's why it says the former order of things. There's an order of things that's been set into your life that's to kill you. It's to make you unsuccessful. It's to torment you. That's why you're dealing with debt. That's why you're dealing with grief. That's why you're dealing with anguish and sorrow and mourning and pain. God said, No more. No more. Son, daughter, no more. Not today. Not today. This is not what's going to happen today. Today is the day that you get the revelation that you can be free. You get the revelation today that you're not going to actually sit here year after year after year after year after year after year, decade after decade in the same stuff. Man, come on, man. That ain't working for you. That's not working for you. So this moment here is to get our mind right. It's time to wake up. It's time to actually cry out to the one who can deliver you. The one who says that your former order of things have passed away. It said God will wipe every tear. Every tear. He didn't just say one tear. He will wipe every tear. I can remember the time. Let me tell you something. When I got into this cry out, man, I'm telling you right now, because I just want to cry because I'm free. I want to cry because I'm able to deliver this message, because he's allowing me to deliver this message, because I'm in a different cry out. I'm in a different cry out. Before, I was crying because I was dying. I couldn't save myself. I felt hopeless. I felt like nothing I did was going to work. I was in anguish. I was in sorrow. I was in pain. I was in death. Let me tell you something. Now I'm in a place where my cry is for the people. I don't want another man to feel like he cannot be saved. I don't want another family to be destroyed because of men not being in a rightful place. I don't want another a marriage to be broken because a man doesn't want to cry out, because he doesn't want to cry to the one who can deliver them. Y'all better catch what I'm saying. This thing is deep into my soul. This is deep into my soul. Verse 5 says, and he who sits on the throne said, see. Now, he wants you to open your doggone eyes. Gerald, open your eyes. I remember sitting on the bed, right? And I was in my worst place, like worst place. And my wife had sent me a text, you know, like a song or something. And I'm sitting on the bed and I'm listening to this song. And my mind is just going. It's going, it's going, it's going, it's going, it's going. And I start asking God, just let me see. Let me see differently. And I didn't really know what I was saying at the moment. And then I came across a scripture about removing the scales off of my eyes, that I can see what you see. I can see differently, because I've been in this stuff for so long. I didn't see anything. I couldn't even, because I was seeing so much dirt, I didn't believe that I could actually go through what I had to go through or be who I had to be through. So I'm looking at this situation and I'm not even crying out to God. I'm sitting there wallowing in it, being in sorrow, being in mourning, being in distress, being in pain. I'm just sitting in it. But verse 5 says, and he who sits on the throne said, see, S-E-E, I need you to see this, Gerald. I make all things new. I make all things new. Also, he said, record this, for this says the faithful, accurate, incorruptible, and trustworthy, and true, genuine. God said this. He's the one that makes all things new. And so, when I started this crying out, my wife had asked me one time, we had went on a date. This was when we were separated, and I was trying to do the right thing. And so we went on this date, and she asked me, you know, she asked me, what could she do? What could she pray for me? And I said, pray for my heart. That was a cry out. I didn't know it was a cry out, but that was literally a cry out, because I didn't want to have a hard heart. I didn't want to die that way. I didn't want to be that person anymore. And so men get into this place, and I keep saying men because my heart on this cry out is for men. We get into this place and we get hard-hearted. We get angry. We're frustrated at our situation. We're frustrated at our life. We're frustrated at our marriage. We're frustrated, you know, with what we're dealing with. And we lose ourselves in it. Instead of crying out, we go dormant. We go mute. We hold it in. And then at some point and at some time, the enemy is going to release it, and it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. God says he's the one that's sitting on the throne. He's saying he needs you to see, men, I'm going to need you to see this. He says that I make all things new. I'm paraphrasing. He makes all things new. Also, he says, record this, for these saying are faithful. God is faithful. Listen, I know he's faithful. I'm sitting before you right now. I know he's faithful. I know he can deliver. I know he can change. I know he can heal. I know he can change. I know he can deliver. He's delivered me. So this is not something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you, this is something that I live every single day. I'm sitting here right now, and in my mind, I'm like, God, this cry out is like in my heart. It's in my soul. It's in my soul. I can't shake it. I can't shake it. I hate what the enemy had. What the enemy did to me, I hate what he's doing to other people. I hate it. But I know who is able to deliver. I know who is able to save. I know there's no need for me. There's no need for me to hold anything in. And people say, why are you crying? Man, I'm crying out to God, man. I ain't got time for that. I don't have time for that. If I can't, if I'm dealing with something, I'm crying out to the one that can help me. Ain't no need of me crying out to somebody that can't help me. There's no need of me crying out to myself, or not crying at all, or not talking at all, or not speaking at all, or just holding this stuff in. I'm not holding in pain. I'm not going to hold in death. I'm not going to hold in anguish. I'm not going to hold in mourning. I'm not going to hold in grief. I'm not. I'm a new creature. I'm new. I'm brand new. Christ lives in me, and I live in Christ. It's going to be God, or it's going to be God. I don't have a plan B. I ain't going back. The problem is, we step out, and it's so unfamiliar. It's why you crying, or you being too sensitive. Man, shut up and go about your business with that. I'm just being real. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for the comments, the ridicule. Man, that stuff don't bother me. Promise you, it don't bother me. Because I've getting comments, man, you cry too much. And if you've been through what I've been through and been delivered from what I've been through, then that's what you're going to do. But into the meantime and in between time, if you want to keep that stuff, you go ahead and keep it. I can't make you do anything. But I can give you the scriptures that can help you. I can give you the medicine, the prescription to be able to help you get delivered. Stop holding in your cry. Cry out to the one who can deliver you. Cry out to the one who can make all things new. Cry out to the one that can change your circumstances. Cry out to the one that he says you can record this. Like, you record this day. That what I'm saying to you is faithful. It's accurate. It's incorruptible. And it's trustworthy. And it's true. Genuine. Record it. Record it this day. Write it down. Mark it on your calendar this day. This moment. I'm speaking it to you today. If you want to change, cry out to God. You want to change, cry out to God. I'm telling you, cry out to God. He hears you because you're in a broken place. He hears the brokenhearted. He hears you. You ain't got nowhere else to go. What else you gonna do? You either gonna cry out to God or you gonna sit here in this situation. You it's a pick. You either gonna cry out to God or you gonna sit in this situation. I sat in that situation for over a decade, bro. A decade. Do we understand? A decade. I stayed in that situation for a decade when I didn't have to. When I didn't have to. So I'm encouraging you, don't sit in your pain. Don't sit in your anguish. Don't sit in your death. Don't sit in the suicide. Don't sit in depression. Don't sit in darkness. Don't sit in that stuff. Grief. You've been in grief for years. Been grieving over a parent. Been grieving over a loved one. Been grieving over a loss. Lost of a job. Loss of a career. It's time to move on. It's time to move on. So I've read to you Revelation 21, 4 through 5. And I pray that this message blesses you. I got a couple more. And I'm telling you, this thing here is going to be, it's life changing. So if you have a male, a husband, a father, a son, or a nephew, listen, man, share this with them, please. Share this with them. And if they need some other help, some resources, go to my website, ppkglobal.org. That's ppkglobal.org. I have a mentoring program that I help men walk through this process of walking in their biblical roles as a man. This is part of the cry out. Most men understand the king role because the world has made men, oh, you the king of your home. You got that part, but you probably ain't doing it right. But you don't do you because you know why you're not doing it right? Because you're not adding the other two ingredients, the priest, prophet, and the priest and prophet that actually is the combo to make you that king that you're supposed to be. Come on now. Come on, I'm about to preach. I'm about to go out. I'm about to slow down though. But I'm just telling you, it's this cry out. It's this cry out. And so if you need some help, you need some prayer, go to my website, ppkglobal.org. Once again, that's ppkglobal.org. All right. I promise y'all this cry out is in my spirit. I mean, it's like in my soul right now. It's in my soul. I cannot shake it. I cannot move away from it. Every time I hear I say cry out, it goes through my whole body. It really makes me want to just lay down on the floor and just cry because I know that there's men out there that are suffering and they don't know what to do. And I'm just asking them to cry out. I'm just saying break out of the walls, take the top off and let that cry come out, that God can hear that cry, that angels can descend upon that cry to help you in your distress, to help you in this pit, help you in this anguish, help you in this stressful place. I'm telling you, this is the day. All right. So Father God, I just thank you right now for the cry out. I thank you, Father God, that men are crying out. They're coming out, Father God, that you're delivering them, Father God, from all of the distress, all of the death, all of the mourning, all of the grief and the pain, Father God. Father God, they're releasing it unto you in their cry, Father God. They're screaming to you, Father God, that the muzzle has been removed off of their mouth now. They're no longer ashamed. They're no longer bashful. They're no longer timid, Father God, but they're being released today. As they heard this message, Father God, they're being released, Father God, from all forms of drugs, all forms of alcohol, Father, all forms of adultery and pornography and perversion, Father God. They're being released from it, Father God. You are making them new because the blood of Jesus, Father God, has washed their sins away. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you're bringing forth a repentant heart now in the name of Jesus, that they're turning away from this pain. They're turning away from this hurt. They're turning away from their old conditions. They're turning away from these old things, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that when you touch them, Oh, glory be to God. All things become new. Their thinking becomes new. Their heart becomes new. Their actions become new. Their walk become new. Their destiny and purpose becomes all new in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I bind all backlash and retaliation, Father God, from the enemy that will try to come and kill, steal, and destroy, Father God, this word, Father God, that will bring a wave of distractions to them, Father God. I thank you for raising up a standard, Father God, now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I call forth every man to come forth and to cry out, that they will release their cry and that they will no longer hold it in. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you have an opportunity to reach any boot camp on a Friday night or a Saturday, I encourage you to come. If you are not in the Army, the public is welcome from on Friday nights from 7 to 10. And then you can register for Saturday's training and get some training, because we're in a war and we got to know how to fight. We got to understand, because crying is a weapon. We don't understand it. Crying out to God is a weapon. It's a weapon. And so now I understand why I cry. My cry is my weapon, because what it does for me, it strengthens me. I don't just cry to cry. I cry because I'm feeling God rise up inside of me, and I'm feeling the cares of the people. I'm that person. And so it makes me look back where I come from, and I can see and feel what other people are, and I cry for them because they're not crying out. So I cry for them. I'm an intercessor. I intercede. I'm standing in the gap for them. Come on, God. So I hope this message blesses you, stretches you, and encourages you to be the best that you can be, to be the authentic you, the one who God has called for you to be. Not that old person, but this new person that God is walking through. I bless you, and I speak favor over you, and I speak a great grace over you today. In Jesus' name, y'all be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.